Welcome back, Mile High Sports. This is the Connor Cape Show. I'm Connor Cape on Twitter at Mile High Cape, joined by Jake Meyer on the other side of the glass. He's at Jake Meyer Radio, which is M-E-I-E-R. We've talked about a lot so far today, Jake, and we're going to talk about the Colorado Rapids, Denver's very own MLS team. And that's maybe not some great news for some of you if you like the Rapids, because the Rapids are currently in last place in the Western Conference, where they have been for a while. But I do have good news, and the good news is last week the Rapids were 9 points below the red line, which the top six teams from each conference make the MLS playoffs, and they were 9 points below that. And now, after beating Sporting Kansas City last Saturday, they are 7 points below the red line, and they have three straight home matches. They have Columbus tonight, they have Portland, and then they have the LA Galaxy. All at home, all at altitude. And winning on the road in MLS is very hard. Winning on the road in MLS at 5,200 feet is even harder. And that is why this four-game stretch of home games for Colorado is so big, and why I think they can be right back in it if they play really good soccer for the next month, which they started out playing very poorly. They did not play well at all. And they've turned it around in the past couple matches, especially last week against Sporting KC, who at the time was at the top of the table and number one in the Western Conference. They beat them 1-0 at home, and they did it in Pablo Mastroianni's unconventional style, we'll say, where stats don't matter. The only thing that matters at the end of the day is who scored more goals, which is a stat itself. But you listen to Pablo talk, he's more concerned about heart. He's more concerned about drive and determination. And he's not concerned at all about statistics, passing numbers, possession, shots on goal, whatever. Doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters is, are you playing hard? Are you playing for your teammates? Are you playing for the crest on your shirt? That's what matters to Pablo. And it worked for him last year. It worked for Colorado to get all the way to the Western Conference Finals before losing to the eventual MLS Cup champion Seattle Sounders.
It's nothing to be ashamed about.
Nothing to be ashamed about, especially when nobody picked you to do that at the beginning of the year at all. And everyone said, oh yeah, Colorado, just a total whatever, you know. You get them at home, you're going to get 3 points. It's not fun to go to Denver and play at altitude, but whatever. They're not going to make any noise. They're not going to do anything. And then you get all the way to the Western Conference Finals. That's something. That's a thing. That says maybe Pablo is onto something. Maybe Pablo's unconventional style and his unconventional way of ignoring numbers is workable. And I don't think it is. I don't think that you can concede 60% of possession to the other team every match and win games. I think last year was more of an anomaly and more of a fluke than a new trend for the Rapids. And so far this year, the standings have borne that out. The Rapids are where they were before last year. They're back in last place. They're back at the bottom of the table, looking up at everyone else. And what makes that particularly frustrating this year is there's a new team in Minnesota who's two spots ahead of Colorado in the standings. And then there's the team that's directly in front of Colorado is your bitter rival, Real Salt Lake, who fired their coach at the beginning of the year. So you're behind an expansion team who everyone thought at the beginning of the year was going to toil away in last place, and who at one point their goal differential was negative 25. You're behind them, and you're behind your rival who fired their coach. I know that Pablo wants to do things his way, and he's the coach. He's entitled to do that. He was hired to do things his way. But last year looks more and more like an anomaly every time they go out there this year and play. And you're going to have games where you beat a team like Sporting Kansas City, who's at the top of the table. You're going to have games where you beat them at home, because winning on the road in MLS is hard. It's difficult to do. And winning at altitude is hard. So you're going to win games 1-0. But a 1-0 goal line or a score line is not something you can put your faith in week in and week out. It's not something that you can say, yeah, let's go out there and win 1-0 today. That's what we're going to do. You can't do that. And you can't concede possession the way that the Rapids do and expect to be successful, because there are a lot of good teams and a lot of good clubs in MLS who are going to rip you apart. And I know Colorado plays very good defense. Colorado is staunch at the back line. Colorado has Tim Howard. Not tonight, but they have Tim Howard in goal normally. And he is very, very, very good. He is phenomenal, even at his age. But the numbers go against you. And what we're at odds with is whether or not the numbers actually mean anything. And percentages and stats, to me, they tell stories. The stats tell you stories of games. And every time Colorado wins 1-0, the story is more of a mirage. It's not necessarily true. It's not how the game went. It's Colorado found a way to score a goal on a counter and then held on for dear life at the end. And that is why I don't think this team this way can win an MLS Cup. Because the teams that play in MLS Cups are, and granted, you know, you got so close last year and you're right there in it. And you just have to beat Seattle and you're there. And you win it in 2010. So, obviously, I'm not entirely 100% correct. It's just what gives you the best percentage chance to win. Which, it's more stats and numbers, percentage chances. Because you play teams like Toronto FC, who have guys like Sebastian Giovinco and Jozy Altidore and Michael Bradley, who, when they play Colorado, if they played Colorado in Toronto, I'm worried about what the scoreline would be. And that happens later this year. We're going to get to see firsthand. Because a player like Sebastian Giovinco is game-changing, and he can rip through your defense no matter how much heart you have, no matter how badly you want to stop him, no matter what your drive and determination is. If you're playing for each other, playing for your teammates, playing for the fans, these are all good things. These are all great things. And you want players like that on your team, but you also want to look at the numbers. You also want to break down the numbers, and you want to have possession of the soccer ball. The more that you have the soccer ball, the fewer opportunities the other team has to score. And that's just a basic numbers game. And Pablo says, we can win without this. I just don't think it's a viable long-term solution. It's not a viable long-term plan for success in a league like MLS. 1-0 scorelines like they had a bunch of last year, what happens is you regress to the mean the following year. You end up losing those games 1-0 because you don't get that perfect counter. You don't get that perfect moment where you get a header off a set piece. You just miss it barely. And that's what's happened this year.
Right. So instead of winning those close games, you're dropping them.
Yes.
You're just going to lose points or not get any.
Yes. And when your margin for error is that thin, this is where you end up. You end up at the bottom of the table. And the flip side of it is you can be back at the top of the table so quickly if you win a couple 1-0 games, which is possible and happens and is doable. But is it the wisest long-term plan if you're building an MLS team? Is it the wisest long-term solution? Or don't you want to have the ball more than the other team? Don't you want more shots on goal? There's something to be said about, you know, shooting the ball from 35 yards out. That's not what you want. Pablo is talking about that. Pablo is absolutely correct. There are different qualities of shots. There are different percentages of shots. Some are higher, some are lower. And you don't just want to shoot from anywhere. That's absolutely true. But Can't you take possession of the ball for 60% of the game and work towards creating perfect chances when you have the ball more? And can't you limit the chances of the opposition instead of letting them come at you wave after wave after wave? Colorado was very lucky to beat Sporting Kansas City 1-0 because Sporting Kansas City had chances and they just didn't connect on them. And that's what happens. You end up holding on for dear life at the end of matches. And it's going to come back to bite them in the rear end one day. And maybe that's what we're seeing at the beginning of this year. But they have three games at home coming up, starting tonight with Columbus, where win three of those. Win these next three, you're in the playoffs. You're in. You're a playoff team. Play like that the rest of the year, you're a playoff team. It's just, is it sustainable? I don't know. I don't think so. But this is the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports.